Across the UK, we've seen the highest litter levels that we've ever recorded, nearly 2,500 items per kilometre. And in the south, we've seen a few increases around the area, certainly. And it just goes to show, really, that litter is a really increasing problem across the UK.
And the fact that a lot of the stuff you're picking up is a beauty products, wet wipes, that type of thing. I mean, how come?
That's something that we've really seen go up in the past decade, and it's a problem because people are flushing these things down the toilet instead of putting them into the bin, and our sewage systems weren't built to cope with wet wipes. They last a lot longer than normal toilet tissue. They don't disintegrate. So what they can do is they can clog up the system, and to stop sewage from backing up into people's homes, it gets released into the environment, into rivers and into the sea, and that's when it washes up on our beaches.
What impact do they have on the wildlife?
Wet wipes, quite often they have plastic fibres woven into them so that they last a bit longer and are a bit sturdier. And plastic can last for hundreds of years at sea. And what happens is animals can mistake them for food, and once they eat them, they can't digest them properly. So it sits in their stomachs and it fills them up. And in the worst case scenario, they can die of starvation because they can't then get the food that they actually need.
For so many years now, we've been getting blue flags along the South Coast beaches for water quality and beach cleanliness. And it seems like we're all very proud of our beaches as a seaside resort as such. But it seems like the message still doesn't get across about people littering on the beaches, regardless of whether you're throwing stuff down a toilet or just throwing stuff, away when you're sat on the seaside. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of the litter that we find, about 40% of what we find comes from the general public, and that's sweet wrappers and barbecues and even balloons with balloon releases and sky lantern releases. All of that can end up in the sea and washed onto our beaches. So there's a lot more work to do in terms of raising awareness. But I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to sewage-related debris like the wet wipes and sanitary items and cotton bud sticks, people assume that it all gets caught in the sewage system, but because our systems just weren't designed for it, it can all end up in the sea. And particularly, when we've had these heavy storms over the past, at the beginning of last year, that would have certainly not helped the problem. With all that excess rainfall, again, it gets released into the natural environment. And a lot of the stuff that we flush down the loo is made of plastic, so it's all going to last for a long time out there in the sea.
So obviously, you guys have thousands of volunteers come and help you clean our beaches. What would you like to see the government do more of?
Yes, so there's this thing called the Marine Strategy Framework Directive, which is an EU-wide plan for how we should be protecting our seas, and that includes things like reducing the amount of marine litter out there. And the UK has just published its plans for us to comment on, and in that they say that they're already doing enough to tackle the problem of marine litter, and we can see that that's certainly not the case. So what we really want to see in England and Wales is a marine litter strategy, which is something that's already been set up in Scotland and Northern Ireland, to really look at the sources of litter and really find ways to tackle them properly. And that can include things like a deposit system for drinking bottles and drinking cans, where people get something back for recycling, and even things like at ports at the moment for fishermen. When they bring back their litter, quite often they're charged to dispose of it, or they have to make their own arrangements because there's nothing in place. So we want to see that much more simplified, and so they don't get penalised for trying to do the right thing. So there's lots that the government can do, but there's also lots that people can do at home. Obviously only flushing the three P's, pee, poo and paper, everything else goes in the bin. And just really thinking about, even if you're not close to the sea, what you do can have a real impact on our marine environment.